Hey, welcome to the Brightcast. Today, the United States is set to resume beef exports to China. What that means for Southeast Kansas. And a co-op fire in Edna. The details of a blaze that destroyed heavy equipment and fertilizer. Monday, news broke that the United States and China had finalized a deal to resume beef exports to China, with the change to take place in mid-July. China had banned imports on United States beef after a scare over mad cow disease in 2003. To break down what this means for Southeast Kansas, I talked to Keith Martin, Kansas State University Wildcat District Extension Agent. From your perspective as an extension agent, how has the Southeast Kansas beef market fared in the last 5 years?
Well, we've had lots of changes. In 2000, probably about 3 or 4 years ago, it seemed like everything just worked extremely well for the beef industry, for the producers. We had record high prices. Expenses were relatively cheap, so that was historically high. Profits for the cow-calf producer because of really high calf prices, actually record high calf prices. And as always, high prices, they spur expansion. So numbers have went up. In other words, cow numbers have went up. So we're now having more beef on the market. And as a result, the cow-calf prices are going down, or the calf prices are going down, so the profitability is not there compared to the record high numbers, but we still have opportunities for profitability.
In your mind, what kind of led to that shift or change?
I think a lot of that was just supply and demand. We had a good beef demand, and there was our cow numbers across the country were the lowest they have been. Now, what was the cause of that? Probably some drought or some weather had some influence into that. You know, there's probably a wide variety of factors, but just the fact that we had really low numbers was one of the main drivers. That coupled with a good beef demand. And I think also probably there was a little bit more of an export market than there had been. So it's just a combination of several things, but it basically was just supply and demand. We had low numbers with still good demand.
Keith, talking about exports and such, do we have an idea of where Southeast Kansas beef is currently marketed internationally?
I do know that in terms of exports on our commercial beef production, about 10% or so of our beef that is produced, that would be in terms of carcasses or cuts, or even some of the variety meats like the livers, kidneys, things of that nature. So about 10% of our total production is export. So not a very large percentage of our production is exported. Much different than like our crops, where we are much more dependent on exports to. Exports have a lot bigger impact on the market in grains than they do in beef, although 10% is still important, but it's about 10%. It's going to vary from year to year depending on, trade agreements, political agreements, things of that nature.
Keith, I want to read you a statement released by U.S. Senator Jerry Moran, who represents Southeast Kansas in Washington. Given the current low prices Kansas farmers and ranchers are facing, we need every available export market. A finalized agreement so that the United States will be able to export beef to China is welcome news for producers across the country. China offers great potential for beef sales, and the new opportunity in this market will boost not only our ag economy, but also our national economy. Do you think this is an accurate statement?
Oh, yeah. First of all, China's got about four times more people than we have. So they also have, in general, at least there is a growing middle class, and that's typically our beef producer. So anytime, you can offer a potential new market, I think You know, that's a great opportunity. How it's going to work out exactly, you know, the devil's kind of in the details sometimes. So, yeah, I think anytime you have an opportunity for a new market, I think there's potential there. How it's exactly going to play out, you know, that remains to be seen. And there's, you know, the United States is not the only people that are, or the only country that's going to be trying to get into that market. But I think it's, you know, provides a great opportunity. How exactly it's going to play out, I'm really not sure. But anytime you have an opportunity to market to 1.3 billion people, I think that has to be a positive.
We assume that lightning hit the building and ignited. By the time the fire department got here, it was totally engulfed, and it's pretty much about all we know.
That was the voice of Ron Jarman, Bartlett Co-op Edna location manager. At roughly 12:30 a.m. Friday morning, the Edna Volunteer Fire Department and Bartlett Hackberry Township Fire Department responded to reports of a fire at the Edna Co-op. The fire struck a co-op building used as a repair shop and to store fertilizer. Perry Sorrell is the Bartlett Hackberry Township Fire Department Fire Chief and Bartlett Co-op Association General Manager. I spoke to Perry by phone Friday afternoon.
On my arrival, the building was fully engulfed. Flames had already vented through the roof.
When the firefighters arrived, were they trying to extinguish the blaze, or was it just containment at that point?
At that point, on a fertilizer fire, we work on containment to protect the surrounding structures, and then also to make sure we don't have any loss of fertilizer into the environment, and then just try to keep anything from getting worse at that point.
And were those containment efforts successful? Was there any other damage to surrounding structures?
There was not, no. Yes, they were successful.
About how long were firefighters working on the scene?
Oh, probably 3 hours.
Any injuries to anyone working on the scene? Everyone make it out all right?
Everybody made out fine, Jared, thankfully. That's the most important thing.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk soon.
All right, take care, Jared.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been The Brightcast. The Brightcast is supervised by Ray Nolting. Our theme music is from www.podcastthemes.com. I'm your host, John Jared Hawks. See you next time.